Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Pull yourself together, man.
I don't want it.
He actually looks like he's crying, doesn't he? He looks like he's bawling.
Will I just give you a stat? Because Dave hasn't played the girly quiz in about 3 weeks. The scores on the doors for this year. Dave, you currently have 4 wins and 5 losses.
Okay, cool.
5 losses? Yes. Oh my God. That's worse. I'd be in much better form if it was the opposite.
If you're new to this show, you are very welcome. We play this game every single week. It's the Girly Quiz. 3 questions stand between Dave and winning the week. He does have some lifelines to help him out along the way. One of those is a phone a female, and it's Megan there for you this morning, Dave.
Morning, Megan. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. If you listen every Girly Quiz, which I hear you do, you'll know my question to you, which is, what is your area of expertise? Is it health, beauty, or body parts?
I would say it's a little bit of everything. I'm not an expert at everything, but I'd be okay at everything.
And then I would call you a Jackie of all trades.
Absolutely.
Megan, so fantastic. So I will come to you if and when I need you, which is a guaranteed a when I need you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this, Megan. We'll be right back to you. And just a note and warning, I know it's Easter holidays, isn't it, this week? But just in case there's young ears in the car, just bear in mind, some of the content on the Girly Quiz can be, a little bit more up close and personal, if you know what I mean. So if there's conversations you haven't yet had or certain things you don't want little ears to hear, then just keep your hand on the dial. But I think we should be grand.
And if you're a kid, don't ask your parents anything about what you hear on the Girly Quiz if they're cool enough to let you listen to it.
Ask your teacher when you go back to school instead.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, Dave, question number one on the Girly Quiz this week.
Google it.
Sweetheart.
What?
Wait, I'm not calling you sweetheart.
Oh, thank God, I got really up there.
How dare you?
I was literally like, I'm straight against the wall, ready to start, like, how dare you?
Call me sweetheart, no. Question number one is, sweetheart, boat, and keyhole are all types of what?
Sweetheart.
Boat and keyhole. What are they all types of?
Boat and keyhole. Whenever there's like things like this, I feel like they're something you put on your body. Sweetheart, boat, and keyhole. Is it something to do? What it sounds like is necklaces, like types of necklaces, like types of things that would be on your necklace. So like a sweetheart could be, well, I suppose a heart. Maybe a boat is something like hollow that floats. Keyhole is something that maybe has a
hole in it.
A hole in it, but like maybe you could unlock it.
Oh, I got you. Like a locket.
Yeah, like a locket. But I don't even have a guess for you. If I was to guess, I would say necklaces, but I don't think it is that, because you'd have like choker and then you'd have, I don't know, dangly.
I don't even know Netflix. Anyway, I'll say no more.
Sweetheart, boat and keyhole. Nothing is coming to mind.
Okay.
And that's what I hate about this.
Mm-hmm.
Boat, float, keyhole, hole in it. Sweetheart. Love heart. Sweetheart. Sweets. Nothing's come to
okay.
mind. Absolutely nothing. So
what do you want to do? Do you want to simplify?
What is the question?
The question is, sweetheart, boat, and keyhole are all types of what?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's call in Megan. I think
Megan already
probably know. Megan, good morning. Aren't you lucky I'm coming to you on the first question? So you can hang up then.
Well,
after
I hope
this.
So.
Megan, all right, 30 seconds on the clock. Please tell me, what is sweetheart, boat, and keyhole all have in common?
Now, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But I have had stuff that are referencing to it, so I believe it's like the neckline in like a top or a dress that you wear.
Oh, I was close enough. The neckline in a top that you'd wear.
Top or a dress.
In a top or a dress. Do you know what? I believe you. I think you'll know the. I think this is the answer.
I don't know.
Megan, let's go with it. 100 okay. euro Just Eat voucher. If you do not get this correct, I will rip it up. It's the neckline. Sweetheart, boat, or keyhole is the neckline in a top or a dress.
Final answer.
Final answer. Yes, Megan. Oh my God, this pristine 100 euro Just Eat voucher is on the way to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right,
explain this. What is going on?
Okay, so sweetheart, it's the type of neckline where it would kind of like droop on the left, on the right, like a little thing. Boat, couldn't tell you off the top of my head. And keyhole is when, say, you have a t-shirt on and there's like.
Is it one hole?
Like a little, yeah, it shows off for the cleavage.
Is V-neck also another
exactly.
one?
Exactly.
So you couldn't have put V-neck because I would have understood.
Exactly.
My God. But yet she put boat, which she doesn't even know.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not fair.
And that's why it's fun. And what I love even more is your Simplify options would have been A, necklines, or B, charms for jewellery.
Oh my God.
So, in which you were kind of going close.
I was kind of going with that.
All right, we continue on.
Megan, thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Question number two. How would you best describe an espadrille?
Oh, for God's sake. A what? An espadrille.
What is it? What's an espadrille?
An espadrille. First thing that came to my mind is that thing fracking. Do you know when they drill in? When they drill into the ground?
Yes, because a question about fracking is
quite stereotypical girly, no? Women in STEM.
Yeah.
Espadrille. And the second thing that came to my mind was the dentist.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what you would drill as a woman.
Okay, what if I told you to move your brain away from that department completely?
Okay.
And what if I told you, because I know how just completely clueless you are on this one, so I feel like, you know, this is just a shot in the dark. What if I told you it was a type of clothing?
An espadrille. What's the question?
How would you best describe an espadrille? Or espadrilles.
Espadrilles. I would probably, if I had to guess something to do with clothing, I would say, I'm trying to go through the body to think about like where, but feet, no, legs, no. I'm trying to think of maybe just above the thigh, like, you know, like you'd have a flowy dress that might have some espadrilles on the end of the dress.
I totally see it gives that vibe.
It could be.
Can I say something? And I know we don't really like helping. If I were you, I'd use your Simplify here.
Okay, let's simplify it.
Imagine if A was fracking.
Yeah. Damn, I'm going to change one to fracking. All right. In Simplify mode, how would you best describe an espadrille?
Is I've it heard A, of it.
A particular type of lace bralette, or is it B, a type of shoe?
Doesn't help at all. Espadrille. It's too unsexy to be a bra, which makes me think it's a shoe, which makes me think I'm wrong, so I'm gonna go with bra.
What are you doing? Final answer.
Final answer.
On what, bra?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, jeez. What were you doing that for?
I hate this. No.
I was getting my ding ready. He said, so it's a shoe. And I was like, oh, here he goes. Oh, he just totally sidetracked.
Let me give you the reason. Because whenever I do that, whenever I go, espadrille, it's got to be shoe. It means it's the other thing.
Right.
Always.
You're in your own head.
I know.
Yeah, you need to get out of your
own head.
Are
in my head.
Espadrilles are basically those shoes that have kind of a fabric upper built on like that rope sole. You know when girls wear wedges?
Yeah.
That's an espadrille.
You literally couldn't have done more for me.
I really tried to help you. Anyway.
I'm going to get on to big fracking just to rename that to espadrille, because that's...
What's the thing that goes in your back when you're pregnant?
Epidural.
Epidural. That's all.
Drilling it into your back, yes. Anyway. All right. I know you're annoyed now.
He doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't care anymore. This is the one that we might need just to bear in mind if there's kids listening. Okay, question number three. Come on, Dave. 2 for 3. You still get the more of a win than a loss. Name 3 causes of erect nipples in females. What makes her nipples hard?
I want to say the cold.
Right.
I want to say...
Fracking.
I don't know.
I just want to say fracking.
I want to say so cold air. I'm going to say I don't know the scientific term, but turned on.
Arousal.
Aroused. Thank you. / aroused. Cold air. / aroused, and then
one more.
Breastfeeding.
Well done.
I'm just so like it's just taken every little bit of. Whatever out of my wings, like I don't know what the saying is, but
the wind beneath my wings
is non-existent. My wings are not flapping anymore.
Or fracking.
Yeah, or fracking.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin,
your number one hit music station.